Welcome back, King of Kings family, to another episode of the Beyond Sunday multi-site podcast. So King of Kings is in the process of opening a new campus coming up this fall, the fall of 2023. We are so excited. It's in Northwest Omaha, going to be at Concordia Junior Senior High School, right off the intersection of 156 and Fort. But just because a church exists doesn't mean that people will show up to it. You have to be able to get the word out about it and let people know that this is coming. So that's what we're going to be talking about today, the different ways that we are going to try and do that. To help me kind of lay out what we're going to be doing, I have Executive Director Julie Easley and the Director of the Northwest Campus, Peter Bay. Hey, guys.
Hello.
Hello.
So it's funny because we've talked about this Northwest Campus so much here at King of Kings that it feels like there's no way anyone could not know about this thing. But to much of the community at large, I mean, this is still something very new, especially because it's still a couple months away from happening. You know, there are a lot of people even in that neighborhood who would probably consider attending there who aren't aware that it exists. So that's why we're putting on a bunch of events, having a bunch of different things that are going to be happening on and around that campus to try and just drum up awareness, let people know that this is coming. What are the most important aspects of our strategy to get the word out and create awareness, and how did those shape the actions that we've taken so far?
Yeah, so we, about a year ago, we had some consultants come and talk to us just about multi-site. They had a ton of experience, and they talked to us in terms of kind of an air attack and a ground attack. And I know attack sounds a little aggressive, so we could also talk about an air approach or a ground approach. Our ground approach for coming into this community is we're just looking to every month have cool events for families that'll help raise awareness that this multi-site is coming and let people know that we care about our community. So like I said, every month there's going to be fun things happening. We started in March with a food truck event, and these events are going to take us all the way through to our opening. And then we also have this kind of what we're calling an air attack or air approach. And that is if people participate in these events and we pique some interest in the community about this multi-site campus, if they go to our website or check out our social media, we want within the first 5 seconds of them hopping online to see, oh, wow, what I learned about this church when I came to this event is being reinforced in what I'm seeing online. This looks like a place that's for the community, that's for families. It looks like a ton of fun to be involved in. So those two things, right, the events and then everything that's happening online are self-reinforcing. And we hope to send out a unified message about who King of Kings is and what we're about.
When you said air attack, I was hoping we were going to invest in a bunch of drones and just drop pamphlets on people. Sorry, go ahead.
We will have flyers, but we're not going to be sending them via airplane. So
maybe
that'll be
yeah, right.
That'll be the third campus.
Yes, there you go.
There you go. Yeah, I think it's also important for us just to remember that even before we invite someone to come to a church. There's something else that ought to be happening, and that is just relationship, building relationship. And with these events that are coming up, there are opportunities for people who are already building relationships in their neighborhoods to invite folks into something that isn't threatening. And not saying that church is threatening. It's not going to be at Northwest threatening. But for some people, if they haven't been to church or they haven't been in a while, they might have mixed thoughts on it.
It can be intimidating.
It can be intimidating. So getting an ice cream, not as intimidating. Coming to a kite festival, just like flat out fun. So those are the type of invites that allow us to get to know our neighbors better and not in a conniving way so that we can hook them in and get them to church, but to build relationships. Because at the end of the day, the kingdom of God is all about relationships. Studies have shown that it takes an average of 7 invites before someone will actually legitimately consider actually going to church.
Wow.
And so an invite of packing a bunch of Easter eggs and then putting them in someone's yard and saying, enjoy, there's 15 yards hidden or 15 eggs hidden in your yard. Have fun finding them from your friends and put your name on it and King King's Northwest starting in October is a much more fun invite than going over to your neighbor's house and be like, I know I've asked you three times, but it takes seven. So here's number four.
I'm over halfway there now.
Yeah. Right. So they're relational ways to show love and invite. And people eventually will say, you know what? These neighbors, they've been really kind. They like to have fun. Maybe this won't be so intimidating for me.
I love that, Peter. Now, you referenced a couple events and a couple different programs that we have coming up, but are there any other ones that you guys want to highlight that you're particularly excited about?
I mean, we've got everything from this kite day, and we're landing on a date as we speak. We've had a few challenges with construction at our Concordia site, so we'll be sure to let you know when we land on a specific date for Kite Day. It's actually a kite event that's being put on by an organization, so it's going to be absolutely amazing. Kites that are as big as a building, so we're hoping to see a ton of people there. It's going to be a lot of fun. Big things like that to simple things like the city of Omaha opens up fire hydrants for kids on hot days in the summer, and we'll go out there with a cooler full of ices and distribute those and give kids King of Kings sunglasses. So, yeah, there's just a variety of stuff happening.
Yeah. Another one, and this was fun for me, one of my favorite restaurants in Northwest Omaha is a barbecue place called Porky Butts.
Yeah.
And it is so good, and my kids love the name Porky Butts. And so we wanted to connect with a local restaurant and do something there where we just give people money towards their meal, and that would bless the people who come. And I want to talk to Porky Butts and say, hey, guys, when's a night where you could maybe use a few more customers and benefit them as well? When I talked to the people at Porky Butts, it was like they're incredible people, Blaine, Stephanie, awesome. But when I introduced this idea, they were like, so is it a fundraiser? And I was like, no. Like, we're not making money on it. We just want to give money so people, and we want you guys to be benefited. We want to bless your staff. And it, like, it took a couple times of explaining it for them to be like, okay. And then they were like, yeah, let's do it. So that'll be happening sometime this summer as well. So we not only want to benefit and invite people, but we also just want to show that area of the city, we love you and we're here for you.
Mm-hmm. And I love the events that you guys mentioned and a couple of other ones that we have planned play exactly in what you were talking about, Peter. These aren't necessarily church-centric events where we're not saying, okay, come and be prayed over or come to, you know, worship night. Those things are great, but that's a pretty high barrier of entry for someone, especially someone who hasn't been to church in a while or maybe goes to another church or something. But we're kind of presenting them an opportunity to, hey, just come have fun. This is who we are. We're King of Kings Northwest Campus. Like, you should know that because we want to be associated with fun. But this is not like some backhanded way to get you to come to church. We're just trying to show you we're cool people. And if you want to come join us on Sunday, that's fantastic. We also do have some more church-centric events. So we have like some prayer walks. We do have some kind of like worship nights and stuff. These things aren't only fun, but they're a way to show the community that we care about them. What was the strategy and planning behind scheduling some of those events?
You know, I view our prayer walks and some of the emphasis on our prayer and worship nights, I feel like that's primarily for our church family. Not that we wouldn't welcome anybody to come, but really, I think that those give us an opportunity just to reorient ourselves and remember that we're not just about what works great for us or how can church benefit us. It gets us looking out and creates in our hearts the heart of God, right, for people who don't know him yet. And so I just feel like prayer has a way of focusing our hearts on the most important things. And what we're saying to our congregation is, let's be a church for other people. Let's have the heart of Jesus for everyone in our community. And we're really desiring for everyone to be in a life-giving relationship with him. And so it's just a great reminder and kind of a great exercise to walk through together, just bringing ourselves before the Lord.
Yeah, I once heard a pastor talk about a message, and he did a sports metaphor, and I like sports, so it stuck with me. But he said, if you went to a football game and your favorite football team is playing the top rival, and they go out and the crowd's fired up and they get in their huddle and the crowd's like, oh, let's go. And then they stay in the huddle for 3 hours. Right. And then they go home. Like, how would you respond? You'd be disappointed. You want your money back. You'd be like, you were my favorite team, but what in the world was this? And he said, so often that's what we do at church. Mm-hmm. We come and we huddle up for an hour or a couple hours, and then we go home. And so each of these events is an opportunity for us to huddle up and then go. And so even in one of our prayer nights, we're going to come together, give our assignments, and then go out into neighborhoods and pray over those neighborhoods. Kind of the picture of we come together as the people of God, who then God sends out into the world. We want that to be a picture that's always on our mind, so that every trip to the grocery store, every event, everywhere we go, we are God's people going out.
That's a really cool metaphor. So, Julie, you referenced King Kings has had one event that we put on already. Did not go exactly as planned. We had this awesome plan. We were going to have a couple food trucks out at Concordia on a Sunday morning, and the food was all paid for, and anyone could come, and they could get a breakfast burrito or get some waffles, and it unexpectedly snowed like 4 or 5 inches or maybe even more that morning. So the parking lot was like covered in snow. One of the food trucks broke down, and so they just had to bring their food in a car. Like, it looked nothing like what we originally planned, and yet it was still a blessing. Just, were there any like stories or takeaways you guys had from that morning that, even though it wasn't what we wanted it to be originally, it still had value?
Mm. Yeah, go ahead, Julie.
I think for me, I was just reminded again that all of this stuff belongs to God, and there are things that we can control and things that we can't control. But if we do the best that we can with what we've got, and then just turn it over to God and trust Him that these events will look exactly the way that He wanted them to look, it just adds a lot of, you know, peace to your heart about all of this kind of stuff. And for me, a thing I think about a lot is is my attitude when things kind of go in a different direction than I was anticipating. That's something that I can control. And so just having a positive attitude that totally trusts God, man, those are awesome opportunities. And I kind of like it when things go a little off. It just adds excitement and fun.
Interesting. I didn't know you liked that.
Yeah. Well, sometimes
we can
I do.
Wrap that up, I guess. I can do that. For me, something that stood out was how many of the core team members who were so excited because they said, I invited my neighbor, I invited my whole neighborhood, I invited my coworker, I hope they come.
Yeah.
And so there was a courage to invite. And that's something that I've been praying into for the folks coming out to Northwest, for the folks here at I Street, that we would have a courage to invite the people around us into something much greater than ourselves, because it takes courage. And kids naturally have it more than us adults do. Yes. Like, kids will go up to their teacher and be like, come to my event. And they'll just invite the whole world into things. And then as we get older, we get beat down a little bit and we start to wonder, do people really care about what I care about? And then we start to believe they don't. But here's the deal. God cares about them. And we need to know that and have the courage to invite them into something huge, even if that starts with the food truck.
Mm-hmm. And one thing that stuck out to me about that morning is, yeah, there were not as many people there as we originally planned, but I got the chance to talk to the guy who delivered the breakfast burritos for about 10 minutes, and he was like, so what's the deal here? You guys are a church just like giving away burritos? And I was like, yeah, we're just trying to love on the community a little bit and hoping some more people show up. And I got a chance to talk to him. And I think it was kind of like we were talking about, like, it wasn't necessarily a church centered event where we were, you know, praying or worshiping or anything like that, but it was a chance to just show him, yeah, we're just normal people who just want to bless other people. So I have no idea if he's ever going to go to the Northwest campus or, you know, look up King of Kings more. But I think that door was opened. He was definitely encouraged, and he was like, dang,
yeah,
what you guys are doing is pretty sweet.
Yeah,
this is really nice.
I love that. And it's planting seeds too. You never know. Now he has maybe a different idea of what church is like. And maybe in the future, even if he doesn't come to Northwest, that may have just opened the door of his heart a little bit eventually down the road to try church. So you just never know.
Mm-hmm. So one more thing that I want to touch on before we get out of here is we were able to hold our first service at Concordia. That was on Good Friday. What stood out to you guys about that night, and what promise do you think that night shows for the future?
Yeah, what stood out to me, I mean, it was a beautiful night, and Good Friday always comes with a sense of anticipation as we're getting ready for Christ rising from the dead, and as we focus on our sin that put him on the cross. But that night there was, to me, a heightened anticipatory feel in the room, as we not only were remembering what Christ had done and looking forward to his resurrection, but we're also doing it in a space where God's going to be preached every single Sunday. So it was kind of an electric feel in the room.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love that. You know, and the kind of the whole purpose behind having it at Concordia was just so people from our congregation could like picture themselves going there to see what the space was like, to feel like, oh, this actually does feel like a place that I could worship or invite my friends to. And just for us as a staff, knowing like, okay, we can do this. Like, all right, it all seems so theoretical, but we actually made it happen. It gave me a great deal of confidence just seeing this will be a wonderful place where God can be honored and worshiped and people can connect in a living relationship with Jesus.
Speaking on that buzz, Peter, I was on the parking team that night helping park people. And towards the start of service, we were getting a little panicked because we were like, we're out of spots. We have people parked on the grass. We're going to need to start like a second row of parking people on the grass. Are we allowed to do that? Like we ran out of room, which was a little panicky, but it was also like, this is super cool. Yeah. Everyone is juiced about this. They're here. Yes. So there was just like a palpable buzz and an excitement of like, what is this going to look like? And I think it turned out really well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree.
So we've got so many cool events coming up, different things that people can participate in or volunteer, pray over these happenings, invite their friends or family to. What's the best way to kind of stay up to date, on all the different events and happenings that we're going to have going around the Northwest campus?
Yeah, so if you hop on the King of Kings website at the top, you'll see that little marker for locations. If you click on that, you'll see all of our different location spots and, you know, info about our childcare, all of that. There is a Northwest Omaha page. You can click on that. You'll see on that page all of our upcoming events. You can look at a prayer calendar so you can pray for something every day for our Northwest campus. You can check out podcasts like this. We have some short videos that you can watch. Another thing you can do is you can text the word multi-site to 94,000 and you'll get we won't spam you, I promise. You'll just get some updates occasionally on things that are happening with our Northwest Omaha campus. And then finally, you can check us out on social media, Instagram and Facebook. Those are all ways that you can keep in touch with what's going on.
And that would be KOKNW Omaha.
Yep.
On Facebook and Instagram. Our social media person does a really good job of staying up to date on everything that's going on and posting frequently. So definitely follow those accounts. And the final thing here, I would just ask that you would continue to pray that we would make the right decisions and create these fun events that attract people to come. And also pray for the hearts of people in the Northwest Omaha area that God would create a space for them to have a desire to come to church, whether it's someone who's looking for a church and is just like, oh, this is here, I want to go, or someone who doesn't have any desire to go to church but comes to a fun event and is just like, I can see myself hanging out with these people. Whatever it is, please just pray for those people that they would have their hearts and minds open to this opportunity. Peter and Julie, thanks for joining on the podcast today, and I can't wait to see some of these events in action.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Thanks a lot, Dan.
All right. King of Kings, let's keep living our faith lives beyond Sunday.